This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
So the point that we're making here, that the Lord is making here, is are you prepared? Are you ready to meet the Lord? So what we want to take a look here, I want to take a look at a few more things here. We see that when the bridegroom came, he took those that was ready. And those that weren't ready, it says the door was shut. And then verse 11 says, afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily, verily, get this, I know you not. Those words you don't want to hear from the bridegroom, from Jesus Christ, saying, I know you not. Wow. This message today is talking to those who are pretending that they are going to meet the bridegroom and they are not ready. You must be prepared to meet the bridegroom. And I'm telling you, the only way that you get prepared is that you must repent. You must believe in Him and repent of your sins. You know, they're not separated. They're tied together. Once you go into Him, you are confessing your sins and say that you are a sinner and that you're sorry for your sins and that you need Him into your life. Make sure that you are ready. Someone made this statement, and it's so true, I want you to listen to it. It says, you are not prepared to live until you are prepared to die. Wow. Good Lord Almighty. What powerful word. You will never live a successful life or a full life until you are ready to die. But sad to say, many are not prepared to die. I like what Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. Listen to what Paul says here. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. He says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Man, Paul was ready. Paul was locked in to say, I'm willing to go all the way for Christ. But sad to say, many are not prepared to go all the way for Christ. When times get tough, when times get rough, we like to quit and throw in the towel. But I'm telling you, friends, that Jesus Christ is saying, get ready. There are some tough times ahead, and he wants us to be ready. I believe that this pandemic time is preparing us for what's ahead. And I'm telling you, I think it's going to be coming quickly here in January with this election recount, whatever they call it. God is preparing us to get ready. There are some changes that's about to take place, and God, people need to be on board. We're seeing things implemented already to show us that it's pointing to what God says in Revelation chapter 13. Make sure you read that. But God is telling us to get ready. Here Paul says he's now ready to be offered. Now let's look at Acts chapter 21, verse 13. I like the way he says it here. Acts chapter 21, verse 13. Then Paul answered, oh yes, Paul, I love it. What mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. Wow. Paul was prepared to die. Are you prepared to die for Christ?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.